Just off the northern coasts of Kenya's islands near the Somali border, fishermen are bringing the day's catch to a storage vessel where the fish is taken in, weighed and purchased. It will then be sold at the markets.
So the young guys are walking in big baskets of fish from the boats nearby. They've been out all day and now they're hauling in a big basket of merlin and bluefish. Six or seven of them now trying to hoist it onto the vessel where they sell their fish. And now they're going to put it onto the scale.
How much does it weigh?
120 kg.
About 120 kilograms.
Most of the people here are fishermen. They are depending fishing. About 99% they are fishermen. Without fishing, no other job they can do here. Yes.
Bakari Bunu is a longtime fisherman and secretary of Kizikintini's beach management unit, which monitors the area for illegal fishing and environmental damage. He says their way of life is under threat by industrial vessels that operate in areas used by local fishers, especially at night.
Instead of fishing outside there, they come near the reef. I have already go there and discover that they destroy our nets. At night time, they come near because they don't want to be seen with the fishermen here.
Prized migratory fish like tuna attracts commercial vessels from all over the world. They're sometimes referred to as phantom vessels because they're only seen in the distance. Environmental group WWF investigates the clues they leave behind.
Unfortunately, there is no empirical information as to the extent of damage or impact of foreign fishing vessels along the Kenyan coast.
Mike Izava Olendo leads WWF's marine unit in Kenya, which works on the conservation of marine life and fisheries.
However, there are reports, some sightings, and anecdotal information on the impact. First of all, whenever the trawlers or foreign fishing vessels are sighted along the Kenyan coast, fishermen say they don't get any catch. Second, they destroy the habitats and they increase the bycatch that is now deposited on the beaches because their nets are indiscriminate. They catch turtles, dolphins and other mammals that are often washed ashore.
For a long time, Kenya lacked the means to monitor its territorial waters. But it has launched a series of measures, including new legislation last year, with stiffer penalties for illegal fishing. A new patrol vessel will be in Kenyan waters in the coming weeks, and a new monitoring, control and surveillance center recently opened its doors in Mombasa, the first in the country.
What we have here, we have a two-story building. On the ground floor, as you can see, we will have the offices for the enforcement staff, and also we'll have the licensing functions.
Kenya's principal fisheries officer, Maxine Yalo, showed me around the site before it was finished. It's at the heart of the country's fight against IUU, or illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing.
Okay. Shall we look upstairs?
First of all, we have the facility for vessel monitoring, which is a satellite-based data collection facility for the licensed vessel. So we'll be getting first-hand information for the vessel movements inside our waters.
It's extraordinary because someone mentioned to me that it was bizarre that all this time there should be so little attention devoted to fisheries, when in fact it should be treated as the 48th county, he said.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because it's such a vast potential resource, yeah, for the country.
That is correct. I share the same views. And it's unfortunate that we have not been able to put the necessary attention and also to carry out the necessary investment, so to speak, in this sector, because fisheries is one of the most lucrative business opportunities you can have.
But until now, that industry has benefited foreign fishing companies more than Kenya. With better surveillance and plans to build its own fishing fleet, Kenya hopes that will change. Kyle Brown for RFI, Mombasa, Kenya.